This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today from the Marketplace desk of you learn something new every single day in this job, riverboats. Yeah, the big paddle wheel jobs that go up and down the Mississippi River. They loom large in the national imagination, yes. Hello, Mark Twain. In reality, though, they haven't been much of an economic presence in this country since the 1800s. But as Tegan Wendland reports from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, if you're looking for something different to do on vacation, you could do worse than taking a leisurely tour of the Mississippi.
A week on one of the two major riverboat lines, American Queen Steamboat or American Cruise Lines, can cost $2,000 to $4,000, all inclusive. That's nearly twice the price of a Caribbean cruise. 78-year-old Holland Ware sits in a wicker chair outside his comfortable room on the first deck of the American Queen and sips a Diet Coke.
There's so many people here that have decided they don't need to leave that much to the grandchildren. Money means nothing to us.
And it is posh. The American Queen is the largest steamboat ever built. It has room for about 400 people on three decks. Spacious parlors hold cases of antiques. Porch swings hang in the shade outside. There's music and Broadway shows every night in a theater modeled after the one where Lincoln was shot. A Mark Twain impersonator is along for the entire trip. More and more retirees are indulging. About 55,000 passengers set sail on American rivers last year. Baton Rouge is one stop on the Queen's Southern Route, which runs from Memphis to New Orleans. And on a recent sunny weekend morning, Jeff and Ann Frazier stepped off the boat to check it out.
Hi.
Good morning.
Welcome to Baton Rouge.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you folks with us today.
Great to be
and
here.
From where?
Thank you. Australia.
Down Under.
Sydney,
down
Australia.
Under, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
I'm sure we will.
They were inspired by the 1950s hit movie Showboat, a romantic drama set on a riverboat. It's a slice of Americana that was worth traveling for.
You hear about it growing up even in Australia, that far away, so it's just a bit of a mystery, and New Orleans has always been an attraction.
He says part of the appeal is that it's a real steamboat. It has one of those giant red paddle wheels on the back, which is powered by a steam engine and pushes it through the water, though in truth, it only provides about half the power. Professor of Tourism at the University of New Orleans, Bridget Bordelon.
It seems to be a trend we're seeing everywhere in tourism. It's this thing about authenticity, trying something to maybe recapture an experience.
Authenticity or faux nostalgia. Either way, it sells tickets.
Riverboats are really the next big thing.
All the towns along the way sure hope so. They're trying to capture some of that money. Davis Rohrer is executive director of the Downtown Development District in Baton Rouge. He stands on 3rd Street facing the river and points to improvements underway to make the area more welcoming to visitors.
What we're doing is aligning it with green. So I'm breaking up some concrete. I'm adding some seating areas. And it'll go all the way down to the river itself.
About 10,000 people will step off of riverboats and into the city this year. That number was zero just a few years ago. And more boats are coming next spring. So the city's investing $4 million to expand its dock so more than one ship can stop at a time. Back on the boat, a few retirees sip from sweating glasses in the hot southern sun. One takes out his hearing aid as the steam-powered organ, called a calliope, fires up. They leave the port, heading for the next Mississippi River town. In Baton Rouge, I'm Tegan Wendland for Marketplace.